Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. This is Community Organic OK. Tonight, I do not have any co-hosts that will be on the program. So normally, we have a co-host on this program. I don't have a co-host on this program. But the show is called Seeing the Change from the Past, Being the Change for the Future. And this host name, my name is Community Organic OK. And the show is talking about seeing the change from the past, being a change for the future. We talk about people that've been battered, people that are not battered, and we talk about battered men. That's where it surrounds around battered men, unbattered men, and battered people. So it's an open space of freeing cross-contamination viewpoints, right? So this show would be, in a sense, it's a lot of people that are dealing with psychological, you know, experiences that people collectively have just pledged to their, you know, their opposition that they deal with in life. So what this particular show is talking about, how dealing with battered men, battered people, how it's not just one experience on battered, right? So if you're dealing with battered experience, it may be something that you're dealing with as an individual, may have more components to it than what people are really understanding, right? This battered is got different layers to it, got different, you know, layouts. And so when you understand truly what you're dealing with as a battered, what part, what role that you have contributed, what, you know, have you been so much been, you know, contaminated by not cleaning your experience? You know, have you been giving other people, you may not necessarily been knowing in your experience, you haven't been knowing that you've been contaminating others because you didn't go about cleaning your path. You haven't been cleaning your mind. You haven't been cleaning all the things that you attach to, from your feet to your ankle to your neck to your psychological spirit that's, you know, enhancing connect with people, looking at people through the eyes, you know, feeling people vibration level. Have you truly been carrying different type of contaminated experiences? You know, have you been looking at pictures that's contaminated your soul? Have you been living with people that's contaminated your love? Have you been connecting with others that, you know, as you're going through journeys, that people you can help, you are sitting here connecting with people that contaminating your relationship with others by dealing with people that you know you don't deal with, just giving them all the resources, all the information that people you truly know can utilize these things. And people that you're getting advice are not even giving you good advice that's healthy. It's contaminated advice. So you're not even giving people healthy experiences. You're giving people empty trash bins of things that's contaminated, so they don't know how to connect with you. Now, let's go through this. Dealing with this platform, this is what I'm going to have. I'm going to have different people, different guests, different people on the program shortly. But I'm not – one of the things that have to be – this is a show that's about organic, right? So the organic experience is not about you, once again, pitting me in a situation where I'm having people come on the show and y'all saying, hey, why don't you ask this person this? Can I ask this person that? It's not about, hold on a second, you're not going to jump off your cross-contamination, you know, like this is some kind of, you know, donation of cross-contamination. We're not inspired to make people, you know, you think that you're inspiring someone to be healthy by telling them cross-contaminated things and including them. What you're really doing, how you truly help someone and connect is how the freedom of the cross-contaminated, as that gives you, look, as you free the problem and the solution have the freedom to see better, then you will see people truly connect and come together with their indifferences of their self. Because look at this, people separate their own self with different people, right? You attach people that you think are going to be helping your life, and you kind of accommodating them in ways that may not be accommodating what you truly need in your life. You know, You can be emotionally traumatized and be a stunt devil for people that's traumatizing you with cross-contamination. You're a stunt devil for them. And then you're not really seeing as the things that's really of value, things that they truly need. You don't know that you're the person that have been put there to give them the freedom. But you so cross-contaminated within yourself, you're the person that's cross-contaminated. You're jumping all over your happiness, and you contaminate yourself and not even appreciate it. It's like, you ever try to do something in the dark, and you call yourself not caring about something in the dark, but then the things you do in the dark weren't about what you're trying to touch in the dark. You're thinking that that's important. You say, oh, I don't care. But then the thing that you destroy, once you see it in the light, is more important than the things that you've been trying to take care of in the dark. So you got to look at what truly, as you seeing all the components from the dark to the light, and you seeing the things that you're truly losing by compromising things in the dark for things that you truly don't care about in the light, you may take a different approach on that. In this show, what I tend to do on the program is try to look, listen to this. It's not set for me to utilize one garbage bag for everything. This is different departments that we are actually experiencing. As now, when I have people on the show, if I can truly experience an organic part of what I'm identifying with this person and how we actually come together to free the opposition that they have been carrying with them. Now, sometimes when you're talking to people, because this is what happens on the platforms, when you're freeing your problems from your own in connecting, sometimes you can zap what you think that you're truly helping, but you're truly disconnecting the part, because it's certain things you've been doing that's compromising, because people you socialized with that have been feeding off of you, feeding off the resources, and now you're at a part where you pretty much drained down, right? So now you drain down this particular part of your life, and now as you drain down to a particular part of your life, you don't know how to actually value what you have done up to this point of doing honest things, because everything you've been doing has been utilizing people, been exploiting people, been not truly connecting to the ability to connect people to see their happiness and to see, because now you're saying, well, do some stuff like this, I'm going to lose, because in the game of copywriting and doing business, it's about scamming and making unfair business, plagiarizing, and see the paperwork of what you're doing. And once you start copying what a person's saying verbally, like history have copied a lot of conversations, a lot of infrastructure of things that people create, intellect property, right? And people have took that storyboard, or I'm gonna take this, I'm gonna be a journalist, I'm gonna write a book. Okay, so if this is not some complaint or some kind of government factor of what they're trying to, you did this, your business, and they're trying to detach it, we'll be fine. Now, if this is not something the government taking account of your actual taxes and things that you got to pay bills on, where do a person come in to actually saying that they're writing your life and they're going to put things onto your life and write in a way where people can understand it and understand how the words come together and how the story is supposed to be molded so people can, you know, digest what you're saying and be inspired by what you're saying. I'm going to take these words and put it this way. I'm going to change this word and put it this way. I'm putting it in order. So then when I get done formulating your book and pinning together, I'm going to look at, talk to other authors and talk to other business people that I know that's cross-contaminated. And what we're going to do is we're going to figure out a way to more pimp your words, okay? So basically what they're saying in some of the ways is they are wiping the words across this cross-contamination. It's a metaphor. They're just using you as, you know, in a way like wipe their butt, right? And they said, well, this is a good quality. I like this. And then now they sign a name. They sign a name on your idea, and now it's official. They officially, like, took the life of what you're doing in most cases, and they had pit. Well, I want to think my you know, they were talking about they, or I think they partner. I want to think my children. Like to think this person. Like, hold on a second. If listen, this is what I've been thinking about for some time. I've been thinking, I've been telling people this story for a while. Now that would be just like someone taking a bootleg movie. They call it bootleg, right? They should be calling them books bootleg. They bootlegging people's life story and they pin it in a way that they getting credit for it. That's another form of, you know, it's abuse, because truly, if this is all put together stories, and look at this, if stories and all these things are put together, schools make you write a report about this, write on this, write on this. Now, in the capacity of creating, because what they're trying to do is they want to make sure your intellect and your life is moving up. You know, you're getting these grades, you're going to go to this college, you're going to go to this business. I was talking to someone about this. And this particular part I'm getting to, I was telling them this. I was saying how, you know, it's part of the platform of the infrastructures in place to understand what your knowledge is. You this education, here you go, this education there. So is nobody keeping track of your knowledge, your education tools, your, you know, your quarter? This is not adding up. It's more, look at this. I did this character some time back, and I called him Comedy Prison. And Comedy Prison was a character that I created because I was dealing with some nonprofit organizations at that particular time, and I was talking about, well, we need to bring this, you know, this layer of communication, because a lot of people have information that it's not being brought to the light. It's kind of like being blown around like trash. Trash is like really what's like on the front of what this is, and so you're not really seeing what's truly beneath that, because it's like it's left there almost like it is in certain ways, it's a bandit. And it's blowing around, and it's living through, like, life and oxygen that people have truly been, you know, trying to find solutions. There's trash moving around, but it's people's life. It looks like trash on one end, but really it's people's life that looks like it's blowing in people's destruction. And it's trash. That is another layer, right? So you got things. If you look at the process of what things are once it's changing, it looks more like problem than the problem do. So you have the solution of what the problem is. It always looks like it's violent. You look at all your different creative people. Now, one of the things I always talk about on my platform and talk with one of my colleagues is we can't give away all the information because we're creating content, right? So because we're creating content behind scenes and creating other things to give you everything in a way that you can come in here and just pull it up like it's a seasoning or pull it up like something that you want to add to what you got going on and just undermine what the actual, you know, infrastructure in place. And that's not what we're looking to do. I've talked to a lot of people and I can tell it's more people that you're dealing with on the outside of creating stuff and doing business that undermining what you're truly doing with your infrastructure of your business, that is really making your business, in a sense, they are, you know, propaganda and bias, you know. They are sucking you dry to the point where it's, you know, they're making residual off of your demise. The more they're talking, the more they're putting into the investment. This is it's a savings. It would be like a savings account. People on the street milking your thoughts, taking your ideas, emotionally trying to figure out who you are. It's a lot that they're getting. So, time you get to the people that are truly or meant to help you at some point in time, you don't really see where they're going with them because you have been, in a sense, like a balloon with air let out of it. You are falling down. And most people don't understand, you know, if we get between the cracks and have people around to see the ability and they, you know, air them up and they go somewhere at another level and they go up higher. But for the most part, people are being pulled and sucked out of the outcome of what they are capable of doing. Instead, you know, it's something like you are truly, you know, look at these things. You are truly, no, right now, we had 7:45 p.m. The show is about seeing the champ from the past, being a champ for the future. I'm your host today, as usual, comedian Organic OK. And stay tuned. We're just talking right now. But I'm going to make sure we're going to have some different things moving forward because talking to people is part of the platform, talking to people, having information. And this show is about having people on the show. It's about talking and seeing where people are at as individuals, seeing how people's, you know, life are changing. Because this show is not based off one part of the, you know, the country. It's based off, you know, anywhere a person can be. But the thing is about this particular platform, whoever comes on the show, you don't know about them until they own the show because it's a natural experience. A natural experience to enjoy, you know, if someone is giving you something, you got to realize as you run into it, see, we spend so much time, trying to batter the celebrity as the whole, like, you got to realize celebrities come all the time, new celebrities. But we badgered and beat up the celebrity, you know, how it looked, how we interact with that. And then we see a celebrity, we have in so many ways, we have lost the sincerity of what the connection of what a person is for this you know, this ability, you know. You're so busy trying to take, and you're so busy trying to destroy and character assassination, you may not really see what you are bringing to the table. You may be one of them people. And because how you're dealing with it, can be so ugly, so polluted when you start becoming the person that you've been trying to beat up. And you get into that space, and now you're beating up yourself, and you're not necessarily enjoying this space. And you're doing so many things. Once you get to that place, you see people, once you get to that arena, it goes into the whole process. Depending on who you are, when people start using you, it becomes weird because if you're at the bottom and people are using you and based on how they were using you, you don't feel anything that identify you with the fame level that you are at this point. You feel like now I'm famous and people are not, you know, appreciating me and I'm famous and people don't understand. It's different types, it's different levels of connection to people. But nobody truly are looking to see these things that if you are truly helping somebody, you know, truly connecting, truly taking accountability or what you are adding to your life, excuse me, you must understand there's so many people on our journey is not really giving us what our life quality need to sustain being healthy, you know. So you have polluted yourself to get to a level. Now you are the resources that you need to be implemented into your life. But now you're so pushed into that space, you're not looking at, people are not looking to free you at this place. They're not looking, people are looking to pull anything extra that you have not gave them. And then only that, they're trying to move other people into a position of pushing you just like recycling plates as pushing different recyclable metals and things and how they are reselling it. As few people you ever see, as people see them at the bottom, as they stay up at the top and don't come down. Because people come down, like This is the time where what you're seeing now. It's been so much advertising and marketing going about exploiting curvy built women. It's been so much marketing, so much advertisement. And if you didn't think any better based on where you've been coming from and based on your age and based on your, you know, you have seen disabled use the built of women become this, it's like curvy built women. You know, I can look at, say, 20, 25 years ago, it was so rare to actually find out what's going on with this actual experience. I remember seeing all these different guys and what they're like 20, 25 years ago, plus, and seeing what they liked, seeing what they truly was picking, seeing what harvest was put out there. It was rare for you to see, even though now what you're seeing right now is, as I see it, I've seen so many people trying to make me seem like I'm inappropriate by just having eyes. I walk past their body and them, and just, I guess they assume that my eyes are like a magnet. And their body and clothes is like, feel like, it's like I'm like pulling on a garment with my eyes. I can be walking past or driving, wherever the case is, and I may be just looking through them. I may be looking like, there's so many things that I have contributed in life, you know, as far as ideas and, you know, seeing visual. So I've been far, far, far attached from a civilian standpoint of being around people, socializing with people. So because I stayed so much in these communities and seeing so many people, just think I'm just a regular guy that have not, you know, been, you know, accomplished to see all this. So they just look at me like, and they just like, oh yeah, he's on it. It's like, because I come across this way, it's like I have the audacity to actually look and have eyes to see. And because my eyes to see, I'm a creator. I create all kinds of things. And so when I'm seeing, I'm visualizing to see, you know, just to measure, you know, it's like when you're cooking in a certain capacity, you see, you measure, you smell, and this is a natural thing. You better than me. As I live life as a natural element, as I enjoy life from a natural element, you don't see me in any capacity that's considered being compromising to an unorder of organic. I'm living the organic experience. When I was a child, when I see other children, as time goes on, they tell you this, when they see a girl pretty, they say, wow, she's pretty. Now, you get mad at me when I'm not even flexing any kind of sexual rising on top of you. And you want me to be, this is another form, once again, this is what you're seeing. You're seeing people take you through this kind of socializing, you know, propaganda. I'm not supposed to look at a woman as attractive. This is like saying that my mind is broke because society have invested so much money into this actual uniform, this sexual, you know, space where people don't understand they're being used, more battered, used to pick on this experience where it's almost like when products come out, merchandise come out, it's not distributed where people that resonate and create this, they're not even in the conversation. So now if I want to try to make someone look like me, you know, if I talk to, well, I look, I'm not supposed to, because it shows other people that look like me. It's a natural experience. But you make it seem like you got to have money, and the money is not, look, they burn money all the time. You know, they make new money all the time. Why do I have to be put through this process, this look? Not touching, not groping, not saying something that's inappropriate. Once again, they're battering me from a space of naturalness. Well, there's plenty of guys that's dealing with these things. And truly, if we're truly trying to change, we have to understand what other people are experiencing that eventually, listen to this. Roses, if anyone knows anything about roses, know anything about gardening. See, roses, if you don't maintain, and if you are meant, you still have the ability to have fungus grow on there. When fungus grow on there, it starts damaging the roses. And when the roses start falling and these are considered cross-contaminated, look at that, cross-contaminated. Beauty, when people's mind become this contaminated fungus on beauty, at this point in time, it's not a natural space. I spent so much time, I mean, yeah, I'll give you a little insight on who I am. My name is Comedian Organic, okay. Yes, I've been using, I used to go by the name Preach. Some people call me Preacher, but I like the organic because the organic experience is what I've been living. As I've been living my life and people been calling me Preach, as I travel, people know me Preach. I've been Preach for, I don't know anyone else is around that was using Preach as long as I was. You know, there's people that have the name Preach and Preacher, and they've been using Preach in another capacity. But in my life, you know, in my experience of life, dealing with different types of people from all around, for the most part, it was no one using my name. No one was telling me, somebody was telling me, yeah, I know this guy named Preach, but he was a different kind of guy. There was no guys out there like me. What was I doing? You know, I feel like my name, Preach, has been badgered. It's been, you know, overlooked from the capacity where I am, you know. I come from another place. So when people start using Preach, my name went viral several years ago. People said, oh, they used Preach. Oh, yes, Preach. And now that hit something. Now people started use Preach. And I said, oh, it's a free space. I just, for me, come from a space of where ideas was and just thinking. I always thought about a free space of organic experience, right? So it's other people that experience and preach from what they experienced. Hey, man, I can't be selfish because I'm battering being unfree because I didn't get free of thinking, free of enjoying people, free of helping people, free of connecting to people by being badgering this actual experience where people are seeing something that's there. Oh, I can utilize this to make a dollar. I can utilize this to get some. On my show today, I have wrapped up and I went through so much time. And I got a short period of time to do this. This is a little bit different today because normally I have someone else on the show. And this has been Comedian Organic, okay. And thank you for tuning in, listening, or hearing this show afterwards after it aired. Thank you. But, yeah, I've been using that name. And when I started using Preach, I was, you know, I became, you know, a legend. When I became a legend, I technically, you know, became a legend with this name, Preach. But I said, oh, well, I'm, you know, I'm using organic right now. I'm okay now. That's my name, okay. I'm organic, okay. So that's who I am. But the Preach name, you know where I'm from, people always ask me, you know, where are you from? I used to ask me all the time. I used to say, man, I'm an earth kicker, you know what I mean? My home is the earth, you know what I mean? I kick it, I use my feet, I move it. And as I travel, this is when I was young, this is when I was, you know, in grade school, I was talking about earth kicking, you know what I mean? Like wheatgrass hay pimping, field head talk, on top of that, I brain. Hey, this is Comedian Organic, okay? Everyone, good night, take care. The show is called Seeing the Change from the Past, Being the Change for the Future. Everyone, take care. Good night.